Task 3. You will hear part of a radio program. Read through the sentences below and complete them according to what you hear. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
Today, we're going to talk about one of the biggest tragedies in British history. Let's go back to 1666. We're in one of the most populated cities in the world, the City of London. The City of London was a different place than it is now, but even then, it was the centre of England's trade and finance. The city was essentially medieval in its street plan. In the middle of the night of Saturday, September the 2nd, a fire started in Pudding Lane and spread rapidly across the City of London. Most people think it started in Thomas Farriner's bakery. Just think about it, a tiny spark from the bakery oven, a place full of food and cleaning products. It's the end of a long, dry, hot summer. The family is trapped upstairs but climbs from a window to the house next door trying to escape. It's a very busy neighbourhood with buildings all made of wood. It's a windy night. There are flames everywhere and soon the whole city is on fire. The Great Fire burned everything. It was a total calamity. More than 13,000 houses went up in smoke. 87 churches and 44 factories burnt to the ground. Plus, the fire destroyed the Royal Exchange and St. Paul's Cathedral. Well, the old St. Paul's Cathedral. The citizens didn't know what to do. People were running for their lives, taking their most valuable possessions and carrying their babies in their arms. Finally, King Charles II sent the Duke of York with the army and they exploded buildings to stop the fire from spreading. Almost all the buildings were destroyed or damaged. You could see clear across the city from wall to wall. However, miraculously, 4 days later, the city was back at work and Parliament decided to rebuild the city, only bigger and better. The social and economic problems created by the disaster were impressive. London was reconstructed on essentially the same plan used before the fire.
Now listen again.
Today, we're going to talk about one of the biggest tragedies in British history. Let's go back to 1666. We're in one of the most populated cities in the world, the City of London. The City of London was a different place than it is now, but even then, it was the centre of England's trade and finance. The city was essentially medieval in its street plan. In the middle of the night of Saturday, September the 2nd, a fire started in Pudding Lane and spread rapidly across the City of London. Most people think it started in Thomas Farriner's bakery. Just think about it. A tiny spark from the bakery oven, a place full of food and cleaning products. It's the end of a long, dry, hot summer. The family is trapped upstairs but climbs from a window to the house next door trying to escape. It's a very busy neighbourhood with buildings all made of wood. It's a windy night. There are flames everywhere and soon the whole city is on fire. The Great Fire burned everything. It was a total calamity. More than 13,000 houses went up in smoke. 87 churches and 44 factories burnt to the ground. Plus, the fire destroyed the Royal Exchange and St. Paul's Cathedral. Well, the old St. Paul's Cathedral. The citizens didn't know what to do. People were running for their lives, taking their most valuable possessions and carrying their babies in their arms. Finally, King Charles II sent the Duke of York with the army and they exploded buildings to stop the fire from spreading. Almost all the buildings were destroyed or damaged. You could see clear across the city from wall to wall. However, miraculously, 4 days later, the city was back at work and Parliament decided to rebuild the city, only bigger and better. The social and economic problems created by the disaster were impressive. London was reconstructed on essentially the same plan used before the fire.
This is the end of task 3 and the end of the listening test.